Hi there, Joe. I know for some time before you actually decided to do the course, you were considering various options. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that decision process and how you came to actually decide to do the Uncommon Knowledge Diploma course?
Yeah. Well, I about 5 years ago, at least 5 years ago, I did the NLP practitioner, and you know, found it very interesting. And it's something that I've been interested in for a long time, especially the hypnosis side of it. And you know, I finished university. I worked for a couple of years and as a teacher, and I really wanted some way to actually turn what was something I was very interested in into something that I could use professionally. And I looked around at all the courses I could see, you know, including MAs, you know, postgraduate stuff, you know, converting your BA into a psychology degree and then doing further. And none of it seemed to have within the various syllabuses. None of them were what I would think, you know, is stuff that works. I mean, all the stuff on the Uncommon Knowledge syllabus, you know, that I found it on the website, it talked, you know, all the solution-focused questioning, the Ericksonian approaches, the utilization approach, and also the fact that it has contemporary research and all of the sort of scientific data to back it up.
So it sort of supported what you believed was the right approach for people.
But what, it was so surprising that so few other places did. I mean, I came across Uncommon Knowledge via the internet. There was a recommendation by some previous student on an internet forum, and you know, really contrasting it with any of the others. I mean, you know, some of the other hypnotherapy courses, you know, they teach you a bit about this style of hypnotherapy and a bit about this style of hypnotherapy and this style and this style. So at the end, I don't know what you're supposed to come out doing. Whereas I do like the fact that it has, you know, a unified set of skills, which
are very
really work.
Easily applied, a lot of people say, isn't it?
Yeah, very. I mean, yes, it obviously works for any problem. It's not rigid and procedural. It's an all-encompassing approach, and you know, which to my mind takes the best from everything and weaves it together in a way that thoroughly makes sense.
So, would you feel confident in going ahead and practicing as a hypnotherapist now, a psychotherapist?
Yes, and that was exactly what I'd hoped for, something that would prepare you to be able to do it as a profession. You know, rather than just an interesting set of skills that you don't really know what to do with. Yeah, and it really does lay the groundwork for, you know, seeing clients, interviewing them, you know, the whole structure of how client sessions, you know, and as a therapist would work. Yeah, it really does prepare you well for that.
And dealing with anybody with any sort of problem that walked through the door, really?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that was emphasised on several occasions really is finding that connection, that, you know, there's nothing so weird and out there that you know, that there's always a human there that you can relate to and understand, and there's always that connection. And that's something that I think has been communicated very well by this, that, you know, from far out psychoses and whatever, you know, there would be people where we'd ask for help with other people, you know, we wouldn't be dealing with them by ourselves, but, you know, that there's no need ever to just feel completely unable to understand it, because there's always that connection, there's always the little bit that we've experienced of it, you know, the little habits that, you know, minor compulsions that we might have that you can relate to in, you know, some of the sort of OCD problems that people get. And,
so what part of the course have you enjoyed most? I mean, we certainly enjoyed having you most around the times when we were teaching all the metaphor and story stuff, and you had a wonderful performance, Joe, it's fabulous. But what part of, you know, if you look back now, did you enjoy the most, get the most from?
Client sessions. I mean, the client, that's been the most fundamental part of the course, I think. Without them, it would be, you know, far reduced. That gives it life. It allows it all to come to life, and in a measured way where, you know, you're not just practicing randomly and people saying, yes, that was good. It's, you know, clear feedback. It's all broken down, the self-evaluation thing. I mean, that really makes it. And the final exam as well, the fact that those challenges are set and that you know, rise to meet them, and that they're both practical and then testing your knowledge, your understanding of the concepts, you know, any sort of relevant scientific data. I mean, I think the fact that it you know it does test you and tests you well.
One of the comments that we often get back is that it your knowledge allows for a great deal of flexibility when you're dealing with different people and different situations.
Mm-hmm.
So that just supports what you've said there.
Mm.
Good. Okay, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.